Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, this is a good day. Today is a good day. Today is a very good day. Yes, yes. Having a bad day? Or a bad life. Think about that. Think about that. Mark 4:39 says, he rose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, to hush. To hush now. To be still. The wind ceased. And a great calmness, great calmness came. Everything became calm. Think about that. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master, for this day. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us, God. We know that there are many things that are going around the world, things that we see, things that we don't see, things that we can fix, things that we can't fix. But we know that we have a Savior. Yes, and his name is Jesus. We can call him whenever we need him. He said that we should knock at the door, and it will open. He said for us to seek, and we will find. Yes. So we believe, and we stand on his word. We stand on his principles. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yes. We know things are rough. We know, we see, we experience. But we trust God. We trust our Heavenly Father. Yes. To come and to redeem. To rock us when we get weary. Speak to us when we feel that we're all alone. To comfort us. Yes. When we feel that there is no way that we can be comforted. Oh, we trust and we believe and we thank him for everything that he does, everything that he's doing in our lives and everything that has yet to come. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Again, we thank God. We thank him. Yes, having a bad day. Or having a bad life. Yeah. Not too much difference. Nope. Not too much difference. We all experience a bad day at some time. In our lives, we have experienced a bad day. Yeah. A good day and a bad day. We have put them in certain categories. Yeah, we have done it. We are good at characterizing the way our day went. But to have a bad life is a real bad life. It's something we should sit back and really, really, really think about, to have a bad life. Some events of a Some of us think some events of a bad life we may be familiar with. Some of the things that we see today, we may be familiar with some of these things that we consider a bad life. Think about this. In a third world country, with family members that go without food, that go without medical services, that have no roof over their heads, and the one that they do have is either cardboard or some type of metal where the wind can come through at any time, where the storm can come in and blow it up completely to shreds. Is this truly a bad life? Is this misfortunate? Yeah. So would this be considered an unjust? Yeah. Could it be considered unjust as we see it today here in the United States? Could it be unjust? Well, yes. If the leader of the country lives in a palace and has plenty of food and has servants and has white sheets, white tablecloths, white shirts, excellent medical care, great education. Yeah. And this small community. Yeah, this small community lives very close by, but in such impoverished conditions. Is this a bad day or is this a bad life? One, would you call this injustice and have a bad life? Would you be pleased knowing that this is taking place around you? It's taking place right now. Well, in the word of God, yeah, we see that God is very displeased. He's very displeased with the conditions that his people are under. I didn't say were. Yeah, it happened then, but it's happening now. So it's a continuing flow of what? The same thing. So to him, it was not just a bad day. This has become a bad life. This has become not so pleasing in his sight. Remember, everything God created, he said it was what? It was good. Everything he created, it was good. He even went so far as to tell us how we should live. And the way he wants us to live, the elimination of a bad day, of a bad life, would be truthful. We all would experience that. A good day. An excellent day. A good life. Look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. And here we see that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, it simply says, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, our Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So here we see that in Ephesians, he's telling us that us, you and me, are to be kind one to another. To be kind. And you see, when you be kind, this is something that's natural. It's not superficial. It's not a put-on. It's not an act. It may start off that way, but if it's done enough, what they say? You become accustomed. You become used to it. You begin to learn the good behaviors. Yes. To be tender-hearted. Tender-hearted is when you're not always ready to sound like a roaring tiger, ready to take someone and shred them up. Tender-hearted is not when you're so quick to go pick up a pistol and shoot up everybody, because you have what? The love of God, the kindness, and along with kindness comes gentleness. Yeah. 1 Peter 2 and 17 says, treat everyone with high regards. I don't have to know your name. I could be standing by you getting on the subway. I could be standing by you on the street. But if I see you fall, my, listen to me good, my spirit, the spirit of a living God would tell me to go and see if there's any assistance that I can give. Yes, the love, the brotherly love of the believers. Glory to God. Do we see that today? Do we see that today? I know for personally, when I'm in a place, in a place of where business is, or a store or shopping, and someone can approach me and just say something about Jesus. If it's no more than, I thank God for this day. If it's something, if I heard it, I turn with such gratification just to know that there is a believer that's near me. Did you hear what I said? I'm grateful, and it makes me know how so often we take this, we take the freedom that God has given us, and we take it for granted. Everyone does not have the ability to say Jesus, to even say anything about him. In some countries, you can't say Jesus. But here we have the ability. We have the freedom where we can show brotherly love. And we can call his name. Yeah. The act of treating someone with love, not just with lips, but with action, moving our fingers to call someone, to check on them, sending an email. These are things that we can do today. Sending an email just to alerting them that you're thinking about them today. Texting someone. Every form of communication you may have. It's the thought. It's the deed. To fear God and do good. Do good one to another. This is what we're supposed to be about. One another. We don't live on an island. We don't live in a box. Huh? Let us look closely at James chapter 2. We're going to go quickly with verse 1. And it simply says that, my brother, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. What? What does this mean? Partiality. Being choosy. Being picky. Huh? So choose no picks and no choices. You know, we pick picks and chooses. No big ones, no little ones. But show no partiality. But we love everyone the same. Don't steal from the poor and give to the rich and make them rich and more rich and more rich. Will you see the poverty that the poor, while you see the poverty that the poor remains in, you see the poverty. So today is a new day. We can stop it. We can learn to do better. Mm-hmm. Favoring one over another. Liking the light-skinned one and hating the dark-skinned one. Oh, we've seen all of this. All of this we've witnessed. We've seen with our natural eyes. Is this a good day or is this a bad day? These are not attributes that come from God. He treats everyone the same. He loves, and this is what he says, for us to be concerned for one another. showing love, showing concern, hating the untaught and loving those who are trained. Oh, we good at that. People who don't know how to read, we look down upon them, but we look high upon the one who is educated and has a degree. But here you come and you don't know how to read and you having problems. You go to the back room or you go to the back of the line. Something is wrong with that. Something is wrong, people. There is a warning to you who are rich. A warning to you who are rich and wealthy. A warning to you who are rich and the wealth of the back, off the back of others that you look down upon. Your wealth is the result of others that you look down upon. Look at James. James chapter 5 and verse 1 says, listen, you rich weep. You rich weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon who? They're coming upon you. Your riches have rotten. And your garments, they're eaten up by mold. And you can't even see that. You have no insight of what's actually going on. Why? Because you're so caught up in your riches. You're so caught up thinking highly of yourself. The Lord is good. And he's great and greatly to be praised. He's good. And he doesn't sleep, nor does he slumber. He watches over his people. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Oh, he's watching. Yes. Huh? Look at Psalms 145. 145 verse 3 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. That's what it is. Oh, yeah. He's greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. What does that mean? You can't find it because it's endless. Did you hear what I said? His greatness is endless. Those of you who are having bad days, those of you who feel that your life is bad, he sees you. He knows where you are. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Time is coming. It's coming to an end. For those who have continued to practice such injust, the injust to the widow, to the orphan, to the disabled, to those who are sick and with disadvantage. They have disadvantages in their lives. Yeah, your time. As a rich individual is beginning right now to become to an end. It's beginning to rotten away. Because, see, all is vain. The Bible tells us all is vain. The only true thing, the only lasting thing is the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When God shows up, he will wipe away every tear. I'm talking to you who are being unjust. He's going to wipe away every tear. Oh, yeah. He's going to wipe, he's going to establish you. Glory to God. Everyone has a bad day. One that he or she has brought on his own? Or could it be a bad day that was deliberately given to them, not by choice? You see, when we're talking here about those who are rich, those who use these complete unjust decisions and choices over those who are lacking, those who are poor, those who are disadvantaged, you will have the bad day. You will have the bad life very soon. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is saying that to us. He's saying that to us this day, right now, in James chapter 5, verse 1. Look at that. So I just want to say to you who have felt that your life has been complete disadvantaged, words of encouragement to you. Mm-hmm. You who have a life that yours, that you're not pleased with, a life that you're not satisfied with, a life that you feel that it was completely unjustified upon you. A good day is coming. Did you hear what I said? Good day is coming. Why? Because Jesus has said that. Jesus has declared that a good day. Look at James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. I want you to look at it. Speaking to you, I need to encourage you to wait on the Lord. Huh? Be of what? Good courage. Oh, he going to come and he going to strengthen you. Yeah, he going to strengthen you. Listen to this. To be patient until the day of the Lord, till the day that the Lord appears. Now, I don't necessarily say that it has to be at the end of the earth, the end time, but God can appear in your situation. He can meet you right where you are. Glory to God. And changes can take place instantly. Yes, we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're talking about him who owns everything. Yeah, look at this. Look at how the farmer waits for his precious fruit. The precious fruit of the earth, being patient. How he looks up on his fruit. When he puts that seed in the ground, notice how patient. the farmer is patient. He's waiting until he receives the early and the what? The latter rain. Verse 8. You also be patient. Listen to this. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord is what? It's at hand. It's near. It's closer than you think. Don't give up. Hold on. Yeah, knowing that your Heavenly Father is near. He is near, I said. Yes. Sure, we see a lot of injustice. Sure, we experience a lot of injustice. We know that injustice is all around. Not just in a third world country, but here in the United States too. Sometimes we see it in our community, in our government, local as well as federal government. We see injustice. Someone just said the last administration, when the stimulus checks went out, our brothers and sisters of the Caucasian race received more than our black brothers and sisters, our Asian brothers and sisters. They did a economical report on it, and it showed how injustice took place. Remember, God does not slumber. He doesn't sleep. He's ever watching, and he's ever knowing. We may not have known that, but there is someone who is greater, there's someone who is bigger than all of this. Huh? Yeah. And when he shows up, he's going to come. And he's going to wipe away every tear, every sad moment. And when he appears, there's going to be joy, unspeakable joy. Am I talking to anybody? I just want to encourage you. Yeah. So just pull up your bootstraps, tighten them up, hold your head up.
Huh? Stand tall. Knowing who you belong to. Who is your Savior? Yes. He said, here what? He said, peace what? Mark 4 and 39, he rose and rebuked what? The wind. And he said to the sea, to hush. That was our opening scripture. For the sea to hush and to beware, to be still. To be still. And the wind ceased and the wind became calm. Now, if he has the power, if he has the ability to speak to the wind, and the wind, glory to God, the wind just did a curtsy. The wind bowed down. Huh? The wind shut up and it ran away. Just think what he has in store for us. Just think. I'm talking about our Savior who owns everything. Yes. But we patiently wait, just as the farmer, just as the farmer waits. He expects us to wait, knowing that he's coming. He's on his way. I said he's on his way. Joy is coming in the morning. Joy is coming in the morning. Did you hear me? Glory to God. Glory to God. You can weep if you may, but know that joy. See, don't weep without hope, knowing that the hope lies in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So having a bad day or even feeling that you're having a bad life, it's okay. Yeah. This reminds me that in the book of Ruth, with Ruth and her mother-in-law, when the mother-in-law had lost her husband and had lost her sons, this is what she felt. She felt like she should have never been born. Think about that. Think about that. That's having a bad day. That's having a bad life. And we all are human. And God knows that we're human. And we have these feelings. But I want to encourage you. Weep if you may. But know that joy is coming in the morning. Know that your Heavenly Father, he sits high and he looks low. Know that he says, greater work will you do, greater things that you're going to be doing. Yeah, it's not going to always be this way. Glory to God. Joy is coming. Joy. Unspeakable joy. Let us pray. Glory to God. Glory to God. We pray today for the unjust that's all over the world. We pray for the enslaved girls. We pray for the leaders who are in wolf clothing. We pray and we stand and look in the face of those who are claiming to love but have deep hate. We pray for them this day. And we lift them up to our Heavenly Father. And we ask him to touch their hearts, to prick those hearts, oh God. Prick them. The stones, oh God, the stones of heart, of hate, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. And we will give you all praise, God. We're going to give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And we thank God for you again. And we look forward to having you back here next Friday and, of course, on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministry and on Saturday. Yes. Saturday evening, I think it's 7 o'clock. Yes. with our new ministry, with the children. Yeah, the children.
Amen.